like the little docents in the White House. We're walking, we're walking. Right here, this lovely empty lot. This used to have a large Victorian house that in World War I served as a war orphan's home. The house caught fire and burned down. Several children died in the fire. They built some commercial buildings. In the 40s, those buildings caught on fire. The fire department heard the sound of children screaming. They went in to rescue the kids. They figured it started the fire. There was nobody. When I had one of my professional ghost hunter groups on the tour, they immediately fanned out into this parking lot, and they got several readings, but one of them did get some EVP, the electro voice phenomenon. It sounded remarkably like children screaming. Now we're going to talk about the current Tutwiler. In 1986, the city determined that they made a mistake when they tore down the original Tutwiler. It was a bad PR move. It was like when they tore down the terminal station. So they quested around and they found the Ridgely apartment building. The Ridgely apartment building was built at the same time as the Tutwiler, and it has the advantage that Colonel Tutwiler actually lived here. His apartment encompassed the section that has the hotel's restaurant in it now. There was a new chef. He came to town and immediately started having problems with his night crew. He would come in the mornings and the kitchen would be a mess. The burners on the stove would be left on. Talked to his crew. His crew denied everything. So he cleaned up himself. He locked all the doors, took the keys home with him. He came in the next morning. All the curtains in the restaurant were drawn back. There was a full 5-course gourmet meal waiting for him and a bottle of wine out of the hotel safe. Even today, when they turn the lights out in the kitchen of the Tutwiler, the last person says something along the lines of, "Thank you, Colonel Tutwiler. Please turn everything off when you're done and don't leave a mess." All right, we're going to wind up over there by the library. The old library. In 1953, a new library director came to town by the name of Mr. Thornley. Mr. Thornley was a very progressive man. He had his own ideas on how libraries should be run. Mr. Thornley was a heavy smoker and passed away in 1970. When they were renovating the library into the now Lynn Henley Southern Research Library, there was a workman who was installing cables for the new computers, and he reached down and realized that there was a man in an old-fashioned suit with black Buddy Holly eyeglasses smoking a cigarette looking at him. Noticed that the man did not have any feet, did not have anything below his knees. He just kind of faded away. They found the worker a couple of days later so they could give him his tools back, and they showed him pictures of directors and librarians, and he picked out Mr. Thornley as the man he was talking to. Most of the librarians in there will tell you various stories of dealing with things that move by themselves. They smell cigarette smoke. I have smelled cigarette smoke in there. The air conditioning, which seems to be very cold in one small spot. It's a wonderful little haunted library, and he is definitely trying to make sure, shh, be quiet.